Duterte administration, there's no room for dissent. Everybody's expected to toe the line.
And in November 2017, the court dissolved the Cambodia National Rescue Party. And it was then that I knew I would be next in line. I fled the country.
Globally, lawmakers are increasingly at risk. In 2019, 533 MPs in 40 countries faced human rights violations, according to the Interparliamentary Union, with Asia the second most dangerous region. In Southeast Asia, democracy is also a threat, under authoritarian strongmen who are rolling back rights protections and undermining democratic institutions. This four-part podcast series, Parliamentarians at Risk, sheds light on how some governments in the region have been targeting opposition lawmakers as part of their broader attempts to suppress dissent and attain unchecked power. Authorities have used a range of tactics to intimidate and harass opposition MPs, including by filing politically motivated cases, arbitrarily stripping parliamentarians of their seats, threatening or surveilling them, and organizing online campaigns of disinformation.
These cases are the result of us challenging the establishment. It was quite clear from the beginning that this would happen. Before we set up this party, we thought of this as a potential scenario already. In the past, over the past decades, people who challenged the establishment have got these criminal charges over them.
That's Thanathorn Duangrung Rangkit, founder of the Future Forward Party in Thailand, which was dissolved in February 2020, and who we will be talking with in our first episode. Future Forward emerged as the third most popular party in Thailand's 2019 general election, having campaigned on a platform of major reforms to the country's political establishment. The party's dissolution came after its members were subjected to a campaign of judicial harassment, surveillance and disinformation, while 12 of its MPs were stripped of their parliamentary status. The dissolution of Future Forward contributed towards the pro-democracy protest movement that has swept across Thailand in recent months. And in this episode, we'll also be discussing with student leaders their plans for the future of the movement. In the Philippines, critics of President Rodrigo Duterte, notably his notorious war on drugs, have also been heavily targeted by lawsuits, harassment and threats. This includes APHR member Senator Leila de Lima, who has been imprisoned for the last 3.5 years on falsified drugs charges. Another target has been Senator Risa Hontiveros, also an APHR member and a long-term advocate for democracy and human rights in the country. As a result, she is currently facing criminal charges.
The cases and the other forms of harassment are really an abuse of power by the president, by the administration, to try to intimidate into silence and immobility.
As well as the threats against opposition MPs, our episode on the Philippines will also unpack how President Duterte is using more subtle measures to undermine democracy in the country. We'll also be turning our attention to Cambodia, where in 2017, the only viable opposition party, the Cambodia National Rescue Party, was dissolved for allegedly attempting to overthrow the government and 118 of its members banned from politics for 5 years. With the main opposition party removed, in the 2018 general election, Hun Sen's Cambodian People's Party won all 125 seats in the National Assembly. It is a position of power Hun Sen has used to further erode fundamental freedoms. Here's APHR member and former Cambodia MP, Mu Sok Wa.
The people have no control whatsoever, no voice whatsoever. We have worked very hard as a people, as a nation, to come out of genocide, to come out of years of conflict. We were able to have a dynamic civil society, a dynamic independent media. We lost it all in the past 3 years.
Cambodia serves as a warning sign to other countries in the region. And in this episode, we will unpack what can happen if opposition voices are removed from politics. Our final episode looks at the unique challenges facing female MPs, who, as well as the reprisals faced by their male counterparts, are also targeted by campaigns of sexist vilification that aim to both undermine and intimidate them. These misogynistic attacks not only place greater burdens on women parliamentarians, but can also negatively impact how representative a parliament is of society, by potentially making the next generation of female leaders reluctant to join politics. This four-part series, Parliamentarians at Risk, will be launched on October 7, 2020, and is available wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about APHR's work, visit our website at asianmp.org.